Resistance opposes endeavors. Have you ever had a big goal, like writing a novel or launching a business, but felt something holding you back? That feeling is called resistance. It's the force that keeps us from reaching our potential and achieving what we're meant to do. Any new activity or change in routine is usually met with resistance. It's a negative push against anything unfamiliar. For example, if you're thinking about starting a business, resistance may urge you to stick with your current job and avoid the risk. Or, if you plan to start a new diet, resistance might tell you to put it off until tomorrow. This resistance is normal, everyone feels it, and it's not personal. It affects experienced people, too. Actor Henry Fonda, even as a well-known performer, felt nervous before every show. Resistance shows up in different ways, like fear of failure, self-doubt, or procrastination. But we can overcome it by refocusing on our goals, committing to our work, and recognizing that resistance is just part of the journey. Resistance shapes our destiny. Resistance can stop us from becoming who we're meant to be, but it can also help us if we learn to use it right. Do you have something you feel meant to do, like writing stories or designing furniture? That's your passion, the thing that fuels your sense of purpose. We each live two lives, our real, everyday life and an unlived life, where dreams remain unfulfilled. But what keeps us from going after those dreams? It's often fear and self-doubt, both forms of resistance. For example, if your dream is to write a novel, you might fear rejection or not living up to expectations, which might prevent you from even starting. Instead of letting resistance win, think of it as a sign that you care deeply about your goal. Feeling fear is normal, it shows how much your dream means to you. Fear can actually be a signal that a dream is worth chasing. Even top actors experience this. In Hollywood, when actors are asked why they pick certain roles, many say they choose roles that scare them. They know fear is a sign of their passion for the role, which motivates them to take it on. Like them, you can use fear to drive yourself forward. Don't let fear and self-doubt control you. Instead, recognize them as signals pointing you toward the goals that matter most. Treat your dream like a full-time job to combat resistance professionally. Don't just work on your dream in bits and pieces. Instead, imagine yourself always working on it, treating it like a full-time job. Don't just work on your dream in bits and pieces. Instead, imagine yourself always working on it, treating it like a full-time job. Being creative with your time for your dream is possible even while holding a regular job. Take Quentin Tarantino for example. He didn't attend film school but worked in a video rental store. He watched films during work and used his free time to direct small projects. Once, a fire destroyed one of his projects. Instead of feeling like a failure, Tarantino saw it as a learning experience. Even though he never finished the film, he learned more than any film school class could teach. His dedication and resilience in the face of setbacks show true professionalism in his craft. You can apply skills from your job to your dream, even if they're very different. Do you go to work every day, on time? Do you keep working even when you have distractions in your personal life? Chances are, you do. The discipline you learn at work can also help you pursue your passion. Achieving your dream job isn't always enjoyable like your regular job. However, just as you push through your day job even when it's tough, you can apply that same determination to pursue your dream. Somerset Maugham, when asked about his writing schedule, famously said, "I write only when inspiration strikes. Fortunately, it strikes every morning at 9 sharp." This shows how consistency and routine can play a crucial role in pursuing your passions. Professionals don't wait around for inspiration. Instead, they consistently work hard every day. Professionals understand themselves and their skills. Everyone experiences fear and self-doubt at times, which is normal. Since we can't get rid of these feelings permanently, it's important to continuously face them. The best way to do this is by understanding yourself and your purpose as well as possible. To understand yourself, it's crucial to know your limitations. You shouldn't expect to handle everything alone. Identifying your limitations helps you recognize when it's beneficial to collaborate with others. One effective strategy is to surround yourself with other professionals. Terry Gilliam, a famous director, works on his projects and also with Monty Python. He once advised a young Quentin Tarantino, "Being a good director isn't about doing everything yourself. It's about knowing when to let other talented people, like actors, cinematographers, or producers, take charge. A great director understands the limits of their skills and when others can make the biggest impact. Knowing when to ask for help is crucial for professionals. Learning how to seek guidance can help you continuously improve your skills, something you should always strive for. For instance, even when Tiger Woods was at the peak of his golf career, widely recognized as the best golfer globally, he still relied on a trainer. Even if you're already very talented, it's crucial to keep learning about what you do. Professionals, like Madonna, understand this well. Despite being one of the greatest pop stars alive, Madonna's secret to her long-lasting career is continuously reinventing her image. This keeps her songs and performances fresh. Being a professional means embracing constant learning and growth, no matter how skilled you already are. A pro conquers obstacles with organization, patience, and courage. If you dream of writing a book, building the habit of writing every day is crucial. Despite this, you'll find that doubts and resistance might grow stronger over time. However, persistence and staying organized can help weaken this resistance. Being a professional writer requires patience and organization. John Updike, a notable author, exemplified this well in his writing routine. He wrote daily but maintained a steady pace throughout his work. He avoided setting unrealistic goals like rushing to finish a novel in a week. At the start of her career, many doubted that a talk show hosted by a black woman could succeed in a field dominated by white men. Oprah Winfrey faced this skepticism head-on. She focused on her guests' personal lives and emotions, which was uncommon at the time. Despite the odds, Oprah stayed committed to her vision. Within months, she created America's most watched morning show. Her platform shed light on important issues like obesity and bullying, previously overlooked by mainstream media. Instead of letting criticism deter her, Oprah used it as fuel to work even harder, showcasing true professionalism. Harness positive mental forces to overcome resistance. Though everyone encounters resistance, there are also positive forces that support us. Muses are one such force. In Homer's epic poem The Odyssey, he mentions 9 goddesses known as the Muses. They inspire creativity and ideas in artists. These goddesses provide ideas to dedicated artists and assist them in overcoming resistance. Homer himself sought their help to narrate Odysseus' 10-year journey home after the Trojan War. We should also strive to invoke our muses to tap into the energies around us and conquer resistance. The key to achieving this lies in dedication and hard work. Furthermore, hard work not only prepares us to face challenges but also opens us to positive external influences that aid in overcoming resistance. Plato termed this phenomenon as the madness that grips artists and craftsmen, illustrating how external forces can enhance creative endeavors. This intense creativity is like a powerful surge. The artist is completely immersed in her work and its outcome. This energy breaks the artist free from her daily routines, helping her overcome obstacles. Professionals struggle against organizational structures to achieve their goals. Hierarchies are found everywhere, from workplaces to Wall Street, Hollywood, and high schools. They assign fixed roles to everyone and resist change. Most people identify with these hierarchies, which can be very limiting. For example, in some workplaces, employees face restrictions on expressing their creativity. Instead, they're expected to stay within assigned roles, without room for unconventional ideas. This makes it difficult for them to think outside the box. Professionals define themselves by their dedication to their craft, not by their position in a hierarchy. They focus on their work rather than pleasing others, challenging hierarchical structures by staying true to their skills. For example, Steve Jobs, a notable professional, was known for his perfectionism and strong belief in his ideas. He insisted on controlling every aspect of the products he created, from their design to how users would use them. Instead of guessing what others might want, he focused on realizing his own vision, which led to the success of Apple, a leading consumer electronics company. Another example is Rainer Maria Rilke, a German writer, who advised a young poet to write for personal satisfaction rather than to please critics. This highlights a valuable lesson for professionals. Striving to be proud of your work often results in better outcomes. Professionals focus on specific areas to achieve goals. Each of us has a unique calling, whether it's creating a hit song or making an award-winning film. Professionals excel in their territory, the place where they work best. For instance, Arnold Schwarzenegger, known for bodybuilding, acting, and politics, finds his territory in the gym. How do you discover where your territory lies? First, your territory is where you find satisfaction and challenge, where you feel like you're improving yourself. It's like Schwarzenegger feeling better after every gym session. Second, your territory is where you claim ownership through hard work alone. Many people use it, but Schwarzenegger made the gym his own by consistently working out there. Third, your territory is an unlimited source of rewards. The more effort you put in, the more it gives back. Take Woody Allen, whose territory isn't physical like Schwarzenegger's gym but is in the realm of film. He's written over 70 screenplays and directed nearly 50 films, expanding his creative opportunities through hard work. Successful professionals, like Woody Allen, carve out their niche through hard work and dedication. They not only benefit themselves but also reshape their entire field. For instance, early entrepreneurs such as Bill Gates and Steve Jobs revolutionized computing. They transformed personal computers from costly, complex machines into user-friendly tools accessible to everyone. Key points 1. Resistance appears when trying something new, but facing it helps us grow and reach our goals. 2. Fear and self-doubt are signs that a dream is worth pursuing. They can drive us forward. 3. Treat your passion like a full-time job, making time for it even alongside other responsibilities. 4. Professionals know their strengths and seek help when needed, always learning and growing. 5. Patience, organization, and persistence help overcome obstacles and resistance on the path to success. 6. Positive forces, like inspiration, come when we work hard and remain dedicated to our goals. 7. Professionals focus on their strengths and areas where they can make the most impact, challenging limitations.